Now time for our Perry LeCompton locker room chat here on at KNZA, getting you set for week three of high school football on Friday. It is brought to you by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also want to thank Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment as well. We're joined by the Cost Head Coach and Mike Paramore here for a few minutes. We always appreciate the time. Coach, this Abetha team that you saw in week two, which was a Blue Jays 34-7 win, they've been as impressive as any team in the Big East here through the first couple of weeks. As you go back to it and just kind of dissect and reflect on that loss to the Blue Jays last week, what stood out the most?
I like the way we came out and we started. I mean, had a great start, took our drive, went down and got a score, and we're up 7-0. And, you know, they put together a few first downs and got in our territory, but we were able to hold them out on downs, made a big fourth down play, got the ball back. So we were feeling pretty good where we were at. And then just the big turnover that led to a scoop six, and all of a sudden Big Mo's hopped on their side. And you know, we've got to be better at taking care of the football and valuing that possession and see if we can do more things with it. And, you know, give Sabetha credit. They got a good team again. Very good, well coached. They're a physical downhill run team. They just keep wearing on you, keep pounding away at you. But I like the way our kids continue to compete and they want to work hard and get better. And so, you know, our eyes move down to the next game and see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll talk about Silver Lake in a moment, but you talk about just getting on the board first. You have some momentum early on in that game. Blue Jays came back 14-7 after one, you know, 21-7 at the half. You're still certainly right there. What was kind of the mindset at the halftime break? What was kind of the conversation with the team? And on the flip side, did you see any noticeable adjustments from the Blue Jays, maybe from the first half to the second half?
I think, I mean, they just do a good job. And then come in defensively, they're giving us a three linebacker set, kind of took us by surprise a little bit. Hadn't seen that before. But, you know, we got to be better at making sure we adjust and understanding how we got to block things. And so, but, I mean, our kids, I mean, if we won 7, we came in half, hey, we're okay. Let's go out and get a stop. And we did. We went, you know, put them three and out on our first defensive series of the second half, got the ball, and unfortunately weren't able to do much with it. And then they get the big punt return, and that's kind of a kick in the gut right there. So now we're down 28-7. But, you know, we did some good things. We can take some things out of there. We've got to continue to get better. I like our kids have come back to practice. They're ready to go. They stay hungry. I mean, we like who they are and anxious to keep working and see what this week brings.
Yeah, your quarterback, Garrett Metcalf, you know, he had a pretty solid game, you know, 9 of 15, 113 yards in a score. But that connection that he had in that game with Caden Baker, Caden, 5 catches, 74 yards. You know, how nice was it to see the passing game get going a little bit and just kind of the combination of those two?
Yeah, and that needs to be something. We need to take some pressure off. I mean, we really like how Amos runs the ball, and he's a physical back for us. But we got to do some things to loosen the box up a little bit and see if we can, you know, get the ball to our playmakers out in space and let them do some things, because we feel pretty good, especially Caden. He's a heck of an athlete, and we want to keep that passing game improving week to week and be more balanced in what we're doing.
We're talking with Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore. Cause coming off the loss to the Blue Jays. They're on the road at Silver Lake here in week three. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Perry LeCompton football coach. That is Mike Paramore. It is presented by First State Bank and Trust in Perry. Also, Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Thanks again to all the sponsors making the locker room chats possible each and every week. All right, coach, let's get you set for week three. Two teams looking for win number one. You know, both teams have also played difficult first couple of games here. Silver Lake, no exception. They played Nemaha Central last week. They saw Rossville in week number one. The Rossville game's a one-point loss in overtime, and then Nemaha kind of put it on them last week, 42-7. You know, this Silver Lake team, they got good athletes. They played a good schedule, but another tough out for you guys here on Friday night.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the strength of the league and also the challenge of the league. Go from, you know, week two against Sabetha where you're facing downhill run and they're getting after you. Silver Lake's going to spread us out. They, you know, run four wide and got a quarterback that can spin a little bit. Got some really nice athletes out there in space that they're trying to get the ball to. So it's a completely different challenge for us defensively. And, you know, we got to get prepared to do that, because it's a totally different mindset defensively where you're doing. So a good team, and they're setting 0-2, we're 0-2. Somebody's going to be hungry to win one, and we're going to see if we can go get it done.
That usually means maybe there's a little bit extra fight, and means maybe a good game's on tap when you have two teams that are hungry and just grinding for that first win. So expecting certainly a good, you know, ball game in that aspect. But you talk about the differences between the Blue Jays and the Eagles. downhill running, coming right at you, big and physical up front. You know, Silver Lake, they've gone to a freshman quarterback who has played well in the first couple of weeks. But you mentioned the passing attack. They got good athletes. They might have the best two-way wide receiver in Dane Johnson, 6'3", 6'4". Really good speed. Again, you talk about that length and just sheer athleticism. How difficult of a challenge will it be to kind of take away that aspect of their offense?
I think it's a great challenge. It's one thing you don't see in high school football very often is teams that really go out and throw the ball and are committed to throwing the ball, and that's what they want to be. You know, you see that obviously at the college level and the pro level, but for high schools to make that commitment that they want to come out and step one is throw the ball. They can still run the ball effectively and do those kind of things, but the Johnson kid's a tremendous athlete, and he goes and makes some catches that are second to nobody. I mean, he's tremendous. So from the back end, it's something, you know, our guys, we don't see a lot. You're used to defending the run, and, you know, we're talking with our DBs last week, you got to get up in the run fight and be physical and make sure we're making plays near the line of scrimmage. And now this week, you got to stay back and make sure nothing's going over your head. So we got to make that adjustment, but a really good team, Silver Lake is, and throwing the ball provides a great challenge for us.
Finally, Coach, give us keys to Friday night's game on the road at Silver Lake. What's it going to take for you guys to get that first win?
I think we just got to continue to get better. I mean, we've got to take care of the football better. We've had turnovers in games that hurt us, and do a better job to see if we can eliminate the big play and see if we can make them go earn something versus giving up a big 40, 50, 60-yard play that puts them a quick score and gives momentum on their side. So just got to take care of us, make sure we're playing better, play more effectively, and take care of the ball.
There it is. Perry LeCompton football coach Mike Paramore joining us. Appreciate the sponsors making the convo possible each and every week. Cause and Eagles. It'll be Perry LeCompton at Silver Lake Week 3 coming up on Friday night inside the Big East. Coach, can't thank you enough, as always, for the few minutes each and every week. Good luck on Friday night. We'll do it again next week.
Sounds good. Hey, I appreciate your time.